KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Midwest-based coffee chain is coming to Atlantic. In his report to the City Council Wednesday evening, City Administrator John Lund said Scooters Coffee plans to locate their business just east of Oinkers on the grassy area in front of the Verizon store.
Scooters will be at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on Tuesday. They submitted a site plan that will need to be reviewed.
Representatives from the company visited with persons from CADCO and the Atlantic Chamber earlier to discuss their plans. There was no immediate word on a timeline for the business to be established, but one of the first steps is for the site plan to be approved. The company has locations in Carroll, Council Bluffs, Omaha, Bellevue, Nebraska, and Scooters was founded in Bellevue, Nebraska in 1998. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith Wednesday evening presented a report to the City Council with regard to the success of Ragbri, the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa, which was held July 21st and 22nd, with Atlantic serving as an overnight stop.
Ragbri did make money, which is fantastic. All the bills have been paid, and it brings our total profit at $43,200, and that will be split into quarters, and $10,800 will be donated to the Chamber, Police Department, Fire Department, and the Booster Club.
She also provided some background and final statistics for the event, which was in the planning stages ever since the city was notified for 6 months before the event was held, with a core committee of 27 people and 20 committees formed to help in the planning and coordination.
We have 32 total food vendors. 14 of them were local nonprofits, and their $100 vendor fee is being returned to them as well. And from what I've been told from the nonprofits, they all had a very good day, which is what Ragbri's about. And then we had four local for-profit vendors, and then the rest were from out of town that travel with Ragbri every year.
There are 190 groups of anywhere from 2 to 15 people placed with housing. The numbers show that there was a substantially higher amount than in 2011, the last time the event was held in Atlantic. Smith said 98% of the housing requests were fulfilled by the housing committee.
All of the hotels in town were full, and Schulberg was also full of campers as well. The campgrounds was another major place that people stayed. We had five main ones: Sunnyside Park, the fairgrounds, the middle school, high school, and Heritage House. And total, a little over 8,100 riders stayed between all of them. 2,200 were at Sunnyside, 2,300 were at the fairgrounds, 2,200 at the middle school, 325 at the Heritage House, and 910 at the high school. And that was just groups.
That does not include persons who are housed or camped out in private yards or properties with permission. There are about 16,000 registered riders in town for the event, she said, and an unofficial count of around 2,000 who didn't register but just joined in for the ride for a certain amount of miles. About 12,000 people were downtown Atlantic for the concert. There were 14 different types of beer served out of two tents that were run by the Atlantic Fire Department. Over 1,000 cases of beer was ordered with very little returned. And Smith said the town was nearly spotless the morning the ride out of town.
It's a big misconception of Ragbri that they come to town and destroy it, and I hope we prove to everyone that that in fact isn't accurate.
And she said the chamber has received an overwhelming amount of positive comments how the event went, including potentially positive comments from residents and riders.
The riders commented on how friendly everyone in town was, which I think is the best compliment we got. We were very organized, they said, and then we also had a lot of community members talk about how friendly they felt the riders were and how impressed they were with the cleanup.
According to Bailey Smith, many riders were impressed with the Christmas lights that added an extra special attention to the downtown the night of July 21st, and those same persons said they would love to come back for Atlantic's lighted parade and Christmas festivities. And police in Council Bluffs said Wednesday the death of a man found in a Council Bluffs home is related to the case of an armed man who was shot dead by police hours earlier. Authorities say the body of the 51-year-old man was found around 12:30 p.m. Wednesday. They say his death is related to another case that began around 2:15 a.m. Wednesday when police began chasing a pickup truck that had refused to pull over. Shots were fired at officers from inside the truck, although no officers were hurt. A short time later, the truck crashed and rolled onto its side. Police say officers surrounded the vehicle and could see a man pointing one handgun at officers and another gun at a woman inside the truck. Police say he refused to put down his weapons and was shot in the head by an officer. No names have been released. We expect an update from Council Bluffs Police later on this morning. In the funeral announcements, Wayne Kirkhoff, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Wayne Kirkhoff will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Rosemary Kalhoff, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Rosemary Kalhoff will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roy McCants, age 73, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Roy McCants will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Gaslin Cemetery in Brady, Nebraska. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tommy Montagna, age 60, of Dexter, died August 2nd at Mercy Westlakes Hospital. A gathering of family and friends for Tommy Montagna will be held at his home in Dexter at 505 Marshall Street beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Nancy Kessler, age 66, of Audubon, died July 30th. Funeral services for Nancy Kessler will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Louise Jean Merkel, age 86, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Louise Merkel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Roland Peterson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Roland Peterson will be next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the West Side Church in Fremont, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Casey Emerson, age 18, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Casey Emerson are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Pauline Myrna Mogensen, age 86, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Pauline Mogensen are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Diana Scales, age 50, of Menlo, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Diana Scales are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.